The Anhinga Trail is located closer to the main entrance of Everglades National Park, where tourists flock each year. For centuries, the Everglades has been home to a wide array of plants and animals, but it's also been home to humans. In 1968, a dredging operation of Anhinga Slough revealed artifacts like bone tools that may have been used as hunting weapons. But Margot Schwarden with the National Park Service's Southeast Archaeological Center says both the site and the artifacts were eventually lost.
The site did not get recorded as we would record it today. We didn't have GPS, no photographs were taken, and we basically just have the ranger's old field notes that talk about this discovery. And we don't know exactly where the site was other than what he drew on some sketch maps.
Everglades officials are now preparing to rebuild a bridge that winds through Anhinga Slough, but before any construction gets underway, the National Park Service wants to have a look at the area and see what lies beneath the water. Using the old notes and sketch maps, they're hoping to find the site where the artifacts were originally found in 1968. Meanwhile, the Southeast Archaeological Center rediscovered the missing artifacts about 7 years ago. They now reside at the center's Tallahassee location. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.